Fatty time. We're all gonna steal the hook, I swear to God! Yep.
Cole.
That was a question!
Fatty time where Yoshi eats nachos, apparently.
I mean Taco Bell, and, you know, above of all, you peons.
I hate you.
You always eat during the show.
Yeah, every Friday we go out to eat.
Mm.
Then suddenly next Friday you don't go out to eat.
Already happens. Okay, so enough of my social life. Let's get into the actual show.
Where we talk about our social life.
Yes, how's everybody's day, which is the first event. Today's events, as in shit happened today.
I went to school, and they were serving.
You know.
I actually had something going there, you faggot! God! Like I was saying, I went to school, and so, like, they were serving mozzarella sticks and lunch, like, with sauce and everything. And so, like, when it was my turn to get my lunch, they ran out of mozzarella sticks, and I was like, fuck. And then I came home, and me and Thorn were doing stuff at the end.
Stuff.
Lovely.
You did call me a faggot, you know.
Yeah, I know, I'm open to it anyway.
No, I'm not touching that comment.
Wow.
Hey, unnecessary comment, thank you.
You're welcome.
I didn't do shit. Well, actually, yeah.
Okay, never mind.
Yoshi and I were, as you said, we're doing something, but that ties into a later update, so we'll worry about that then.
If somebody points it out, I'm going to stab them.
Stab.
No, I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to take a wild guess, even if I do it, so I'm probably going to
be right. You're already dead. What does it matter?
I'm already dead.
He's moving that mop with his mind.
So my events today, I found out I was dead.
Oh, God.
No.
Fuck the get out of here.
It took Haley Joel Osment for me to figure it out.
Oh, snap!
No, seriously, let's see. I got my paycheck yesterday, so I don't have to worry about... I don't have to worry about the internet anymore. I went to work, I have like a hell of a head cold today, so it's, you know, it's kind of rough on me.
So a head cold for a head case.
And it's all screaming at the same time, no.
Then I came home, I took a nap for a couple hours, talked to MCO and talked to Fat Man, and now I'm here.
Great.
Okay, me, I'd rather just not talk.
God damn it, Yoshi.
So let's just move on. FATLPs, I guess.
Fat Man, you can go ahead first.
We're done.
Okay, I'm in the middle of editing episode 2 of my personal one. I'm going to wait until I have 3 done before I start posting them. Which gives me a little leniency for the rest of them, because I know from 3 on, it's going to be the shitstorm.
So what game are you playing again? Kick Nuts? Kickle? Cocky?
Kickle Cubesicle.
Titty Testicle, okay.
I don't want to think about that.
It's an old NES game, like I've said. I realize in the first one, if I'm doing it solo, I'm boring as shit.
Hey, guys. Oh, my God. I hate this Let's Play.
Yeah, so the second one, I had 2 people joining me. I don't know who I'm going to have join for the third one. And yada, yada, yada. And apparently Camtasia Studio decides to be a dick during the recording of the second part. Remember, kids, when you're recording for an LP, don't be on Skype.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happened.
That's what we were doing when we started.
Yeah, every time I fucking record on Skype, fucking everybody goes mute, and they're like,
No, that's not the problem. It's the video that was the problem.
Well, for me, it's audio.
Yeah, Camtasia crapped out on him.
Yeah. Don't spoil it, Ghost, goddammit!
You already said it, I mean...
I didn't say what exactly happened, though.
I neither did I.
That's why I said don't spoil it, goddammit.
Exactly.
It's stuff. That's what happened.
Shut up.
For anybody that loves me, I was there.
I do.
We love you.
So you love me, Lyra.
Go
we're not a family.
The Barney, please.
We're an internet family.
Okay, but
I'm dying.
As a lot of you know, Ocarina of Time's on hold because of the next update, which shall we just go into? Because I don't think there's any more for FATLPs, unless you guys have something.
Well, the Pikmin LP was finished in, like, under a week.
Ta-da! Yeah.
I'm holding off on Ocarina of Time, including the next part of the Grindfest, until I'm done with Sergeant Frog Bridge 2. And that's going to be a while anyway. So for the time being, Kickle is probably the only LP that's going to be going on.
Yeah, since I finally remembered the damn password for the FTLP's account.
Didn't get my
subliminal
message.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. I spent yesterday, in the part of yesterday I wasn't talking to you guys, I spent it, toying with Camtasia, so I'm gonna start recording parts for Metroid.
Awesome.
Oh,
yes.
Cool. Oh, I just remembered something. VF apparently wants to do a recording for FATLP.
Fuck him.
Publicly on the show, like we haven't made fun of him.
I hate your soul. I hate you.
Like he's
your guts, I hate your face. I hate your voice. I hate you.
I
can't remember what Game said though.
I hope you fall down a flight of stairs and set on fire because you're fucking hate your fucking existence. Go die.
Someone's echoing.
Also, your Brit series isn't gonna work. The end. I said it.
There's the kicker. Yeah.
At least you didn't go even lower than I thought you would.
Oh yeah, by the way, Megami 33 is not going to be my wife.
Yoshi, shut up!
Man, you just took this to a whole new level of evil.
I'm a dick, what can I say? Get a life.
It's not like it isn't true.
Well, yeah, but at least you don't have to be mean about it.
I'm mean about everything.
Yeah, I know. I found that out in bed last night.
Too rough.
But I'm.
That makes no sense.
All right, next one.
Yeah. Sergeant Frog. Let's just go with that before we all go mental and I want to kill Yoshi again.
Oh God, where do I start?
Where do we start?
Well, we're kind of all idiots. Let's put it that way.
I'm the kind of major idiot.
Not really. You didn't write the script without watching the episode.
Yeah, but I'm Sergeant Idiot. Come on.
Well, to start off, Fat Man, when he did the basic script for episode 2, he did it from memory, which is an awful thing to do.
Everybody hit him with bats now.
So if your bats have no effect on me.
This is what you get for not getting me a Happy Meal. Anyway.
Then Yoshi and I were stupid enough to think we could trust him with that, so when we redid the script, we didn't watch the episode to make sure that everything fit. So now that we have all of the lines, we have to completely rewrite most of the script, at least, and make sure that actually fits with the source video so that the jokes don't end up completely being mindless.
And not working.
Yep, and at least this time around, the jokes are not only funny, they're hilarious. So,
yeah, so
this might actually be the big thumbs-up episode that we need.
Yeah, in a way, it was a good thing, but at the same time, we kind of want to kill you.
Guys?
Yeah?
Is this the episode where you guys are dicks to everybody?
The episode? This is the show where we're dicks to everybody.
It happens every day. I hate your face! Okay.
Okay, hold on. When I wrote this, I strictly said, one, I'm doing it off the top of memory. I said that, exactly. On top of that, I was tired as shit and my eyes were fucking burning from being tired. You all knew this.
You're so tired from being tired? What?
Yeah, when did you tell us that? When we were tired?
We're the midnight.
I don't remember that.
Yeah, it's because we were, look, guys, we're the Midnight Frogs. We do everything at midnight, so it was like 5 in the morning. Hey, you know what we should do? Let's make a script, okay?
You weren't even there, Yoshi. It was just me and him.
I know, that's the funny part.
And I believe I brought the whole fact of when I wrote the damn thing up the following day during when everyone was awake, too.
Like, hey, guys, I'm a faggot, okay.
Fuck off, Yoshi.
Either way, you're an idiot for even sending it in.
How about you're an idiot for accepting it? God damn.
I know, that's why I said we're all kind of idiots.
Yeah. Don't make me laugh while I have soda in my nose. It almost came out. Wait, I put soda in my nose? What? don't make me laugh when I have soda in my mouth. It almost came out of my nose.
How can you eat honey through your nose? I want to find that out.
Don't put soda in your nose. Snorting laugh, honey. It comes out your ears.
Yeah, aside from the script, Tom is gone. He's not in the show anymore. And it's actually because of the needing to rewrite the script, which is unrelated to Tom leaving for the most part. Like, it wasn't spurred until he finally sent in his lines. But now that he's gone, we need voice actors for Momoka, Dororo, and Omiyo again. Only this time, now that we have some attention, we can probably get someone who's competent.
Yeah.
Like, it's not that Tom wasn't competent, it's that he wasn't very good at acting, and he wasn't very reliable.
I think maybe part of it was just because we kind of swamped him with a lot of roles, I guess.
He auditioned for all of them.
No, okay, hold on. The Momoka was more because of me, because I wanted to hear his take on it. And you guys agreed with me that he did a pretty good take. Dororo was another thing, because the way he made it sound was just fucking hilarious when he's dressed.
Yeah, but
he originally only auditioned for Omiyo.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He fucking failed. Yeah, but here's the thing, though. He never actually did any lines for Dororo. Ever.
Until recording for episode 2.
Actually, now that I think of it, besides Momoka, did he ever send lines for Dororo?
Yeah, wait.
I don't think he ever did it.
I'm pretty sure he did. It was in the same file where he put the rest of the recordings.
I still have that file. I heard the whole thing. He's not in it. So ever.
Huh.
So yeah, he never ever did Dororo. So yeah, he only had 2 roles. And one of them only had 1 line, and the rest was a good 13. God, please don't tell me I have family members over. God, don't tell me. Oh, fuck, no. Oh, fuck. You guys have fun. I'll be right back.
Yeah, go lock the door, turn up the light again.
Ay-vey.
We're going to have Blair Witch Yoshi. He'll be whispering and, like, shaking camera and everything. Trying to hide
Blair,
from...
No, it's Blair Witch the Bridged, Yoshi Edition.
Yoshi Edition.
Okay, I don't know what the hell you guys said, but I heard Yoshi Edition. You better tell me that before I blow your fucking
brain. Blair Witch, Yoshi Edition. You're just going to be whispering the whole time, shaking...
No, it's Blair Witch Abridged, Yoshi Edition.
Blair Witch Abridged, Yoshi Edition, yeah.
Okay, thank you. If you didn't tell me, I would have fucking shanked all of you. With a
spear shanking does not... Black Abridged, Yoshi Edition.
God.
I probably laugh, but I don't recognize any of these animes.
It's a porno.
I kind of figured. Yeah. Not one episode of... Thank you, Mom.
Speaking of, anime in general, I've actually been watching this,
Don't review it!
This new one. I'm not even done finishing it. Honestly, I'll probably do a review video when I'm done.
Yeah, video.
It's done by Funimation, and it's really... It's a mind fuck. That's what it is.
Sergeant Frog?
Okay, mind fuck in, like, the creepy blood gory type of way.
Oh,
Sergeant Frog?
You don't need to try that.
Sergeant Frog?
Sergeant Frog is a mind fuck of its own.
Hey, guys, I'm a thing! I love you!
We're all fucking insane. Lovely.
Would you have material to work with if we weren't?
Oh. Good point.
Exactly.
Oh, remember
what, Pikmin? Yoshi?
Remember Pikmin or Bridge?
Oh, God. Just today, I don't know how, I can't remember how we came up with this, but Yoshi and I thought of, like, Pikmin Abridged.
It exists.
It exists.
You're shitting me!
It exists. It's like, there's only a few episodes, I think. It's been around for a couple months. It's not good. It's not funny. Like, he was probably doing it in Windows Movie Maker, because it's mostly just still frames, and there's, like, no jokes whatsoever, and the voice acting is... Like, the acting is bleh. There's no voices whatsoever.
It's like, on the bottom of a hey, ship, I'm a ship.
Okay, just out of curiosity, I gotta watch it after I'm done with When They Cry.
I recorded Yoshi and me commentating on two of the episodes.
It's not really...
Oh, really?
It's really not worth it.
Yeah, it's like, it's not even funny because it's so bad, it's just completely boring.
It's like anytime, we talk about Bad Abridges.
Bad Abridges.
No.
Let's see.
Oh.
Mango Samurai would hate me if I mentioned that his Desert Punk Abridged sucks.
Well, Desert Punk Abridged, or Desert Punk in general, is fucking hilarious.
But I said it sucks.
I always wanted to watch Desert Punk. I never got the chance.
Yeah. Oh, and when you watch it dubbed. The Japanese version completely obscures the jokes. You want it dubbed.
Yeah,
trust
I get
me.
It. They pulled off a Shin-Chan. Correct.
Or a Sergeant Frog, you know.
Or a Sergeant Frog.
Yeah. It all cycles back to Sergeant Frog.
Hey guys, I went to have a story and bought some gum, and it reminded me of Sergeant Frog because it was green.
Because it was green gum. And it was mint.
Hey, you better chew it slowly.
And then suddenly there was the manga right next to it. I don't know why they would have manga next to gum, but hey.
And now you ruined the joke.
I think they're
fuck you.
Me.
All right, I'm right now, I'm killing time, but I'm taking clips from Sergeant Frog and, like, taking some of the recorded conversations that we've done, and I've been doing some lip syncing tests with it.
Yeah, just in case, like, I can't do any editing or I really need a break.
It completely fucks up on you. I'm like the backup. I mean, I did, a 30-second video one, and I've showed it to these guys.
Yeah, it wasn't a flowing conversation. It was just little clips, and... They were pretty good. Like, it looked more like it actually dubbing the original anime, because, like, the lips didn't exactly sync up the way I do the still framing. But
yeah, well, see, I probably do still framing a bit differently than you do, because the fact is, I might post this on my channel just to see what people would think about it, but I used layers mainly for my video. I had one pretty much kind of like going set of frames, and then I used a layer above it to actually do the mouth movements.
You do still framing in a needlessly complicated way, then?
Well, okay, the way the scene was, if I used the mouth movements originally, you would see smoke going back and forth, just, like, between two frames.
Oh, yeah, I've seen that before. I get around that just by still framing two frames and then just copying the mouth onto another and using that as a different frame.
Oh, that's what you did.
Yeah.
Oh. I thought it looked kind of weird. you do it. You blend it well, but I mean...
I don't think you could really... I didn't even notice that, really.
I noticed weird esoteric shit just out of nowhere.
Yeah, as a backup editor, I think you would do perfectly fine, but don't expect it to happen anytime soon, because I am dedicated as fuck.
Yeah, I know, but with our luck so far, you never know.
The luck has been with everyone else, not with me.
Luck hasn't been with me too much either.
Yeah.
Let's just leave it at that, please.
Yeah, no worries.
Yep. I'm doing like testing right now, mainly conversation-wise, because I need more practice with that instead of like the little tidbits I've done. But, let's see.
Where are we going?
I'm guessing we've gone into something from me. Part of it.
Alright, if you've got something that...
Okay, well, actually, like I've said before, I'm working on a CD. I've actually had my third song fully done, which I will be posting on my channel after this podcast. Mm-hmm. So people can watch it. Hopefully, Thorn. I'll give Thorn the link to put on the description.
Yeah.
So people can check it out. All I'm just telling you now is the title, Twilighted Dimension.
Aren't you all happy about flowers and everything?
That's the buzzword of the decade, Twilight.
No, Twilighted.
Twilight. That's, I don't think that's a real word.
Twilighter?
It is a name of a song. It doesn't matter. It does not matter if it makes sense.
Okay, how long have we been going on with this? Like, what the fuck segment is this? It's like Sergeant Frog, and I'm like, hey, anime hour! And like, okay.
I think we're just going to flow with whatever comes up. We just, like, randomly...
I guess something from Batman is too.
We've moved seamlessly into the next topic.
On top of that, I'm doing a lot of, little tidbits of stuff. I've been reworking with animation again since the whole syncing thing has gotten me, into it again. It's been a while, so. On top of that, I'm planning to do a few review videos to give me something to do while I'm waiting to actually have lines or work on script 3. Besides Kickle, because Kickle will probably take 6 videos, period.
I can hear myself on someone's headphone, or speakers.
I remember the fact is, I have no headphones in for my end.
Yeah.
That's probably it.
Good.
Yeah, but I don't hear it, so it won't catch in the recording. But, let's see, what else? I'm trying to figure out why Camtasia is starting to be a bit of a dick. Sorry.
You're
something
on
from
Skype.
Batman is essentially Fat Man's solo
ranting.
Updates.
Yeah, pretty much, I guess. I don't know.
Yeah.
I have nothing really to view, because I was tempted to do the review of what I've seen so far, but Yoshi's just, it's like, nope, snipping the bud.
Yeah.
But, I finally got a place to do it. I'm also trying to find a way to do chroma keying for my room, as in where I can put, like, a green screen or something. But, yeah, I guess that's it. So, I guess Thorn's review. Thorn.
Why is it that the click is showing? Okay.
Thorn wandered off.
You got bored.
I can't do the review this week because of needing to do the Sergeant Frog Abridged Episode 2 script again, and that kind of took up my time. But next week, as a preview, since this is what I wanted to review for the first thing, the album's called Prayers on Fire by The Birthday Party. And until I do the review, then everybody just go download it, buy it, listen to it, whatever, because it is amazing, and I'm going to leave it at that.
YouTube.
Yes, go to YouTube. They have the video for a song called Nick the Stripper.
What?
Nick the Stripper.
Elias needs to listen to this now.
It doesn't look like a stripper show, though, so I'm sorry.
God damn it. Hey.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch it after I post the video.
I have filler.
Oh, before I forget, you all remember Lord Mog?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Who's that?
Well,
yeah.
I know who he is, I'm kidding.
Okay, well, the fact is, the reason he hasn't been on Skype lately... His computer did a complete fuckery on him.
They always do.
Fuckery.
Yeah, first it was Super Chang. Now it's Lord Mog. Who's next?
Me.
Me. Right before episode 2.
Yeah.
Right before posting.
Like, he has it all done, but he can't get online. Fuck!
I'm so glad I'm sending all the videos I make to Yoshi. Like,
yeah.
He's my backup.
I have all of them. Okay. And the episodes. And I'm the one that supplies the source videos.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your leader's got to do something besides voice out.
Yep.
Nah.
Can I do my own individual update?
Sure.
Sure, go.
It's
okay. I've been slightly getting back into recording some music, but only because I talked with a guy that... really admire this guy. Normally he makes YouTube poops, but he said that he could record drums for me. And since I have a potential drummer, that means I'm pretty much able to record any other song that I want now, because needing a percussion track was all that was really holding me back from recording. So the first thing I might record with him is a cover of Silver Apple's A Pox on You. And these guys know it. You probably don't. Look it up on YouTube as well. And that's pretty much it for me.
Anything special from Yoshi?
Yeah?
Apparently not.
Wait, I'm lost. What the hell did you just say?
I said anything special from Yoshi.
From me? Tap dancing? No, I got nothing.
You got nothing.
Any time, Yoshi fails.
Say something amusing as Tamuma. That's all you're good for.
I could say one, but that's a joke.
Oh, right. You can't ruin the jokes, damn it.
I could...
Rendon piss!
There.
Yeah. Oh, I know. I could say something else in Spanish that nobody fucking knows.
As Tamuma?
As Tamuma, yeah. I'm a Jersey!
You don't even know how to spell it, so ha.
That's actually how you really spell it. Fuck you.
Suddenly you just put it into YouTube and text to speech, which is fucking hilarious.
Fail joke.
Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you. Fuck you.
I gotta go fap off apparently.
Fuck you.
Okay, I fucked up. I fucked off. Are you happy now?
No.
Yes, you are. I took off my clothes and everything.
I didn't need to know that.
You said fuck off!
Oh, God, the image in my head. Oh, God.
Don't make me do it, please.
No. No, please, God, no.
Before Ghost has a complete mental breakdown.
I have a review that'll cause that in the rest of you.
Is it a porno?
No, it's not.
Hey, if it's a porno, I'm all here.
It closes the window.
It's not technically a porno.
Log out.
So, hey, you remember back in the day when I used to review games?
Not really.
Yeah.
Like, not really. Fuck you, Thorne.
You did it once with the Steve the Ninja.
With Steve the Ninja.
Oh, that, yeah. Well, review game.
Yeah, he was radical.
I did one for Dojo Servers, too.
Oh, right, yeah.
Except it kind of, it failed like fuck, but whatever.
Yeah, and that was the unreleased episode, was it not?
No.
Yes, it was.
No, it was before that.
Ah.
Was it?
Because I remember hearing it the other day.
Yeah. Yeah, I didn't do one for the unreleased episode, because that's the one where Lily did her fanfic thing, which is hilarious. Yeah. And it should have been cut into the end of the next show, but you know what?
Fuck it, it's too depressing an overall episode anyway.
Yeah, like, hey guys, I have a story, and they're like, everybody liked it, and that was like the only good part.
Except Lily's fanfic.
That too.
That was good too.
I always say Yoshi's fanfic come in. See if Lily would be willing to read that.
No,
this is Thorn. This is all Thorn. Like, man, like I make special, you know, occasions because you know it's fucking Taka, but no.
Mm-hmm.
That was hilarious.
So
just roll with it.
Yeah. I can review this game very well because I've been playing it a lot lately.
Alright, just make it.
What game is it?
Okay, huh? Just play like Fat Man and make it boring and last a whole fucking episode.
Shut up, Yoshi.
No, it's true.
Fuck off.
So there's this game series.
Thank you. I gotta take off my pants once more.
Just go ahead, Ghost, before I dab a Yoshi.
You gotta shut up and let me.
We'll go!
So there's this game series called Chouiniki.
Oh god! Fuck!
And I've warned everyone.
Yeah, you know what? At this point, just go. I really don't care anymore. I got
it. I'm laughing too hard now.
He just said, there's this new series. They're like, ah, that was the great.
Okay, no, there's this game series called Chouinki. Most of it's a side-scrolling shooter about, it's about very manly things with men and lots of men.
Surprisingly enough, it's not gay.
Oh no, it's terribly gay. But okay, the one specifically that I've been playing is, Chouinki Bakuretsu Rantouden, which is pretty much like a Tekken rip or like a Street Fighter ripoff. Only all the characters are gay instead of just two of them.
Hey.
I'm like, there's the only female that I know of specifically is this battleship. Like, it's this girl built into a battleship or something. I don't exactly know what the hell. But she's got little tiny gay men dancing on her. Like, in Speedos.
Whoops.
It you can't really get the full effect unless you like see a video of it, which I'll probably upload a video to YouTube.
I actually saw one of the boss fights and I was fucking horrified.
Oh, you know you loved it.
No, I fucking had to watch Yu-Gi-Oh! Bridge to get it out of my head. That's mm-hmm. how that bad. Like, should I explain how the boss fight worked?
No.
Good.
Yes, actually, I want to know.
No, that was your first answer.
No, I want to know. Come on.
Go ahead, do it, Yoshi. I dare you.
Alright, fine. Okay, so, like, you're in, like, this little castle thing. I don't know. It's, like, nighttime. And so, like, they're just, like, spinning in the, I don't know. It's like to do this flying shit when they're on the left. I guess it's supposed to represent them being at battleships or something. I don't know. So, like, they're at the edge of the screen, and then all of a sudden you see, like, this giant metal robot thingy. It's, like, a guy, and it was, and, like, a little tube thing comes out of the crotch area, and it's pretty much just a giant metal penis. And, like, another hole opens on the bottom of that, and, like, a fucking Japanese guy comes out, and he's supposed to represent another penis, and, yeah.
Was he saying, konnichiwa, every 5 fucking seconds?
No, but every 5 seconds, this random guy, like, on the fucking bottom screen was like, hey, there's a boss fight coming up, and then he'd leave. Yeah, I don't fucking know either.
I think we found the game for Talima.
There's only so... There's a limit to my gayness, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Bullshit!
No.
Really, there is.
Yeah, there is. Look, it's right behind you.
Horniness does not translate to gayness.
Yeah.
In Tom's case, yes it does.
Yeah.
Sarge is at the top, if you can see.
Hi.
Okay, hi.
Now there's two sergeants. Fuck.
Yeah.
Oh dear.
We're not trading off because only Yoshi does the voice good.
Yeah. Hey, how's it going? I'm Sergeant Carador, and I like crack. How about you?
And I like crack. Thank you.
Hey, Kulalu, are you a fag? Are you a fag? Are you a fag? Huh? Fag? We can get three some right now, huh? Come on.
I'm gonna do it the voice. No. I'm having trouble breathing. I'm not doing the voice.
I'll make that as a no.
Oh, the scent of a
star. We're getting body oils. I'm sorry.
I had this terrible image in my head. Wait. Thorn.
Hmm?
Does that say... What?
I think now at this point I'm glad I'm not Giroro
anymore. Yeah, if I haven't done it yet, that's a preview of my Giroro voice.
Usually I'm used to Sarge, you're too much for me.
Oh yeah.
Okay, I don't have my glasses on right now, but does that say ass fuck? I know nobody else can see this, but...
Yes. Currently my Skype name is Busy Ass Fuck Thorn.
It was Busy As Fuck Thorn yesterday, but no.
No.
I'm the only one who's ever changed my name. I just know.
I'm going to guess that Dan or Yoshi had something to do with this.
Nope. It was just me.
Just you. Because you're just that gay.
I'm just that gay. I'm gay enough to talk about ass fucking there.
Okay, so moving on. Where are we? We're just this is gay game with gay people and gayness, and Tama was gay and gay.
Oh, shit, shoot me now.
Yeah, so apparently it's Thorne's grammar not too tall.
Okay, I'll warn you now, I typed this, like, a little after last week's show, so...
You're getting lazy with your words. Ay.
We're saying...
We kind of want him to.
The first word I see, realize.
I just remembered I need Dan to finish that theme he was doing for grammar not too tall.
That's since episode 11.
Yep, But in the meantime, it's just Grammar Nazi Thorne, ta-da.
I also did a backup second story, too, by the way.
Great!
I don't think we'll need to worry about it.
Good things to me.
Let's begin Grammar Nazi Thorne. It's is said that men don't realiz their C-H-E-R-E mistakes till it's too late, even though they have a chance to realiz it sooner. There's two that I know that are making that mistake right now, with no sight of being wrong in their eyes. Truth of the matter, they don't know... Sight... What? S-I-T-E, sight.
We're in Area 51!
Truth of the matter, they don't think the people have lives outside of the internet, when many people do, or just feel like being dead to the world, because they're, T-H-E-R-E, being stressed out too much, T-O... Stress from work, school, life, or people that they talk to and are working with on something. Even with this at hand, the people making the stress don't realize, even though it's simple stress, it's still stress nonetheless. Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Dr. Seuss.
Dr. Seuss. The Figgleworth and the people. Some people can handle it just fine, but there are people that lets their T-H-E-R-E stress build up over time. Builder. To the point that they start breaking down, period. To the point that they start breaking down with no way of building it up. Honestly, I'm one of those, people from time to time. I let people's, problems get to me, and I try to help even though I fail most of the time. I try helping one person, I end up hurting another one without trying, no commas. This leads me to this, ellipses. This world is just nothing but stress, and there is no real way of managing it ever. Why, you may ask, that I have come to this, no punctuation, well, it's just from the years on this planet as if it were if I was from another one. All I've ever do was to help.
All I've ever do?
I think we found the title.
Every time you say we find the title, we never get the title.
Yeah, it so. Ends up being from Yoshi's Craptastic story.
Oh, you're going to love this one.
Yeah.
Oh, crap.
Yes, there is times... There is times where I am selfish, but what person is not, but I don't let my selfishness define me. I didn't jump. What the fuck? Let me read that line again, because that is amazing. Yes, there is times where I am selfish, but what person is not, but I don't let my selfishness define me.
Defined?
Defined me.
I need to define myself in the dictionary.
What person would I be if I did that? No, period, not question mark. So standing at this cliff, I hope that someone would hear my words spoken on Wild's ear. And try their best T-H-E-R-E at what they're T-H-E-R-E doing. And not make the same mistakes that I've made throughout my years. After saying those last words, the man from the cliff falls to the ground and lays there ever to say a word again. Or take another breath again. And.
Hey.
Wow.
It was better than last week's, actually. Because there's actual grammar and spelling mistakes.
Yeah, that you fucking became good all of a sudden, you motherfucker.
No, he didn't. Don't worry.
A little.
Wait, was I here last week?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh, I don't remember this.
Just go back and listen to the damn show. You have it on your damn... MP3 player.
Not last week's.
I'll put it on there, goddammit.
I will. I have a question.
Might have an answer.
are you not taking your antidepressants?
They need some caffeine.
This is an excuse to write a rant and have Thorne read it for you by putting a guy falling off a cliff at the end.
Fucking now I got the hiccups.
Don't get the hiccups now.
You've ruined the next segment.
No, don't worry, I can get rid of them.
It's okay. I still have
At least I didn't have him read the other thing I typed.
I still have a little bit more to write.
Literally a few moments before the show.
Interrupting is interrupting. I said, right before Mr. Interrupter came out of nowhere, I said that I still have about a sentence or two to go, so yeah, just stall for a bit.
Okay, I got a perfect stalling.
Oh, God! No, I'm kidding, go on.
I typed this, like, literally right before the show, so...
Yeah, just like my segment.
Well, I was bored, and I... Yeah, I'll just leave it at that.
Can I read it? Since Thorne is holding his breath. Damn it.
And he just, like, orgasm across the keyboard.
Yeah, I really was holding my breath right up until there, though. I can get a pretty good lung capacity. So.
It's between you two on that one, unless you want to switch off on things.
No.
Do you know how to pronounce Japanese ghost?
Huh?
Watashi wa desune, what?
Oh, fuck it. I have to read.
Yeah, I can pronounce... I know what Japanese vowels sound like. You can read it if you want and just switch off with me.
I always want to read them, but...
Type faster, Yoshi!
Type so fast you don't even spell words. Let's begin Grimanazi segment 2. Standing there alone on the... There, used properly for once. Alone on the cliff stood a man named Oni Shamane. A fairly normal-looking man with not much to offer to anyone or anything. Though, he wonders what he can do with his abilities. Standing there looking down, period. Should I jump or should I not? He asks himself.
Here we go again. At the moment, the ground gave way and started to crumble beneath his feet. Why can't you spell things? The lies of a man crushed the...
Stigth of truth.
It sounds like you see found something from a Japanese game. God. The stigth of truth!
At the time, it doesn't mean the lies are always... Being that the case, why, ellipses? Why would they forsaken me, Gothor?
Forsaken. What have I done? What will happen? Oni thinks to himself quietly, without hint that he was thinking to himself. After a few moments has passed, he noticed that he was still on the cliff with a note in hand. The note read, Ghost.
If you truly forgive...
Four space give.
Your ground will stay, but falter with a U. And... Oh, falter a bit and... Wait, I don't even know how to read that.
Thaws.
Thaws? What is that? What should that be?
For once you want to spell thou, you don't properly.
You're just like fucking super special, Ed.
Fuck you! Writing is not my strongest suit.
So special. It was so special, like, there was a table for 5 people, they had to get another chair for you. You're, like, sitting right behind everybody.
Fuck you. Fuck you, you Dominican bastard.
Get okay,
man. Oh, shit, the slaughters.
God, not again.
Thaw's land is for naught.
It's for naught. Oh, right, I'm supposed to be reading.
Yes!
He says, reading it out loud... The end for now. Insert evil laugh because I can.
Asterisks.
In asterisks, yes.
So, Yoshi, are you done? Are you done?
One more sentence.
Oh, yeah. I'm up in the air as we speak.
All right, do like a good 1 minute stall. I'm almost done. Just need one more sentence.
It's like that 99% on the progress bar.
Okay. So yeah, close.
So, oh God.
Okay, I could do a quick review of When They Cry.
Bang! Shot down.
Okay, what are the games you guys are lately been playing besides Storm working on the anime thing?
Well, I would be playing Ocarina of Time if I wasn't working on it. Then again, I've been saying for like weeks before I paused like the Let's Play that I was going to do the next part of the Grindfest, but
didn't work.
Goddamn Pikmin. Why are you so fun to commentate on?
That
You're
is
adapting,
a sound...
God damn it.
This is a sound clip.
Great, now I have to record myself doing that.
Yes, you do.
We'll just rip from, straight from the podcast.
And then noise filter like a motherfucker.
Be
so it's nice.
Cole, I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. I finished.
I was just going to say that'll be my ringtone now.
That wasn't tee hee 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 tee hee. That was tee hee tee hee tee hee.
Like I remember.
I'll get like a text message. It'll just be that.
Tee hee tee hee tee hee. You got a message, bitch.
Well, okay. I guess I could say something. Actually, I just remembered one update, I guess.
And now I need to do that for Thor's cell phone.
Because I don't think it lets me like use recordings as ringtones.
I can.
Yeah, you're lucky.
No, I got Ringtone Maker. I can make anything into a ringtone.
I want that.
I'm just can play MP3s for ringtones. I'm good. Wait, I can't.
This is a great episode.
I know why it takes him so long to type it. It's because he has to think to make typos. Unlike Fat Man, who just does it automatically.
I'm just that good.
It's like the caps lock button.
That's not good.
Well, other games I've been playing besides messing around with Shoeniki is I've been playing Metroid Prime 3. And that's, like, sucking my soul away. And then...
Speaking of Prime, I actually found my GameCube Prime.
Sweet. I swear, that game is just so much fun.
Yeah, I'm still stuck in the same part. I never really finished it.
Anyway, I've been playing this game called Let's Go to Work and Make Some Money.
Oh, fuck, how do you...
Did you get the high score?
How the fuck did you play that game?
No, actually, I didn't get the high score.
And this story is done!
Good.
Oh, yeah.
However, I'm gonna take a bathroom break.
No, fuck!
What the fuck?
I have to pee. I've been drinking soda.
So? I've been drinking soda and I haven't pissed yet.
My bladder is different from yours.
He's a Yoshi, you gotta remember.
Yeah, I shoot out eggs.
Yes, he has to squirt out his bladder through his mouth like he did in Mario Sunshine.
That's so god, that's pee. I want to drink it.
Anyway, other games, other games I've been playing. Getting away from Yoshi's peeing out their face. Pokemon Diamond, or not Pokemon Diamond, Pokemon Platinum. And what's that other thing? Oh yeah, Metroid, that thing I'm supposed to be doing for the thing. That, I don't know. It's not important enough for me to care.
Well, let's see, I finished Elite Beat Agents the other day. What?
Nothing. That's just, seriously, I was laughing at you, I swear to God.
And I went back to to Phoenix Wright. Trials and Tribulations! Protection! Yeah. On top of that, I'm trying that tarot game. I just, like, played it the other day, just a little bit, like, literally, like, 5 seconds into it.
Thorn has to pee, damn it.
Yes, Thorn has to piss. At least it doesn't have to piss out of his mouth.
Okay,
I will combo breaker you.
Whatever, man, you're just on the other side of the computer.
So, I will still combo breaker you.
You can't really do it.
Watch me.
Sound effects don't count.
And yes, they do.
You hear that, how nobody laughed?
Fuck you.
See? Listen, all we have to stall for Thorn for a bit, so yeah. Okay, he's back, fuck!
We got him back, yeah.
We got him back!
So let me post a story as soon as I take off my socks. Okay, I'm done.
Why would taking off your socks?
I had shoes on. I had my sneakers from outside. They were bothering my feet.
Why were you pissing outside? You got a bathroom.
He's got an outhouse.
I said I was outside, not pissing. Shut up. You're just a fucking mind filled of retardation. You say something and I just want to die.
Monkeys.
Bang!
Did you say puppies?
Okay, so for today's crazy and wacky and possibly the best, you know, segment in the whole show, made a story. What?
Nothing.
Yeah, you're not funny. Anyway. So yeah, here you go. I'm not going to see it because you have to fucking read it.
Oh, dear God.
Oh, for the love of fuck.
Oh, this is going to be awesome. So this one day, there was a drive-thru, and Mario was ordering a taco. So he was all like, I'm a Mario, and I want a taco. And the guy working on the taco store was like, okay. So he pays the guy a dollar. And then a rocket ship came down, and a guy came out and was like, I'm a Captain Olimar. And I want a cheeseburger. And the guy was like, we don't sell cheeseburgers. And then Captain Olimar was like, oh, fuck you and your fucking flowers. Ah! And so he killed him with a rusty spork. And so Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong went to go and get bananas. And Diddy Kong was like, we got to get the bananas. And Donkey Kong was all like, Sonny the Seal. Hey, tell me what's real. $49.99, oh, what a deal. It's Sonny! And Diddy was like, okay. And so Loogie, what's at the dentist? And was like, I'm a Dr. Loogie, and I'm a dentist, y'all. I don't save lives because I'm a poor and cheap, and I don't fucking know. I don't got a song. And then Donkey Kong, Diddy Kong, got to go King Karuli. And Ken Karuli was like, juke and dance if you want to. And Bob the Builder was like, no. And so the king was like, fuck. And then he got heat or some shite. I don't fucking care. And so Donkey Kong got his bananas back. And then Link was fishing and was like. And then Navi said, oh, my listen, pickle nose or Uber's raspberry plastic bear nuggets. And so I really didn't feel like typing more shy like because I'm eat some waffles. So here it was Apollo with Phoenix Wright tap dancing to Billie Jean, y'alls. And so they started and Phoenix slapped Apollo and said, motherfucker, I was supposed to lead. And then I left because fuck, I want some waffles and the kid is not my son. The end.
A rusty spork.
A rusty spork.
It was spork, wasn't it?
I think so. Rusty
spork. I like rocket sheep.
Rocket sheep.
I just lost it. You're like, I got this hobbit.
Then I noticed there were actual words. I was like, oh fuck.
Yeah,
cook out the listed pickle nose rubber raspberry plastic tickle bear nuggets.
And that's how awesome Thorne is. He can see the words in a text bomb.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I see foig, fog, bip reach. Jass.
Yass.
Figger. The MC Dark Magician girl.
Where do you see that?
I don't know. Yeah. Anyway, that made my head hurt.
Put away your hentai, I'm
sorry. Odyssey, Dio!
I'm sorry!
Bag time.
I'm sorry if I made your head hurt.
You didn't make my head hurt, I brought that upon myself.
I'm sorry.
I'm screaming.
Mushroom!
Mushroom!
That's not in the story!
No.
No.
I want a taco.
I want a taco!
I'll probably be looking through this text bomb for the title.
You goddamn blooper.
Is that all for today? Because I'm pretty satisfied. I think I just had a scream orgasm.
Screamgasm.
Woo!
Fuck your flowers!
Fuck your flowers! Watch the picture.
How can you actually manage to do this without your head exploding?
It
got close.
It almost did the first time, but like now it's just natural. I mean, like, yeah, this is nothing.
For both of us, really.
You can dance if you want to.
You can dance if you want to.
Sonic, Sonny the Seal, you'll tell me what's real. $49.90. I stole that from Fresh Prince of Bel Air.
Oh.
I wondered where that came from.
Yeah, that's all you got for me for the week.
Oh, dear God. I guess that's the end of the show and the race.
May Unless I play something wack. The outro.
Okay, never mind.
I got nothing specifically planned. You have anything specifically planned?
Not planned, but I can play music right now.
Take us out, Thorny! Oh.